This weekend is supposed to be a tropical storm in Miami.
Are we safe here if there were to be a hurricane?
Nope. We'd be the first ones out.
Like, for real, we would have to evacuate?
Nowhere to go.
Listen, I feel like the most inconvenient thing about a hurricane is, like, you can't, like, order food.
We are L2L, and welcome back to our podcast. Don't forget, new episodes every week on Tuesdays. Please subscribe on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube. Y'all, what's going on, man? I feel like it's been forever since I've been sitting here with a mic in front of me.
And I feel like we've been on vacation.
I've been here.
One.
No, I'm just kidding.
Faith actually has been here, though.
I have been here. I try to travel, like, on the weekends, you know, so that way during the weekdays I am kind of here. But, yeah, I have been here. And, like, you guys.
We working.
Yeah, we've been working.
I can work from home. Out. Y'all been outside. You know where they were last week?
EDC.
Let's get the inside scoop.
Listen. This man right here literally changed my life that weekend.
Okay, I did that. That's one thing I did that.
He basically pushed me beyond my limits when it came to, like, staying up, partying at festivals. Like, and I wasn't like getting drunk or anything. I was literally just out there vibing with him and, like, everyone. It was insane. First of all, EDC setup is wild. Like, their presentation, like, the stages and everything, unreal.
Insane. They spent so much money on that. Anything like it. Best festival in the world. Do you agree with that or not? Not yet.
I mean, yeah, so far it's been the best one.
He said he changed it. What did he say? It was life changing.
He literally every day Seb would come up to me and he'd go, I'm not kidding. This is exactly what Seb would do. Dude, this weekend's going to be life changing. And he would do it every day before we got to the festival.
And it was. So
it was lit, crazy. Though. It was so dope.
Faith, you should have came. Next year.
I know. It's just not the type of music that I really listen to, but I thought, like, the aesthetic of it all was so cool. Like the fireworks, just the glitter. I probably would have went for, like, just like the fashion, you know, like, you can really push your boundaries with it. Like, I saw some of the looks, like, on my For You page, and it was really dope. But maybe next year.
People were even getting married.
Yeah, people were getting married. I've never seen that in my life before.
Like, nonstop.
Who gets married at a festival?
Really?
It couldn't be me.
That's so cool,
couldn't be me. But could Faith, be me. Honestly, excellent. I was the same way because, you know, I don't really like EDM music like that either. But yeah. Seb was like, dude, just trust me. You're going to love it. Plus, I kind of had to go. But
Gun to his head.
But, like, even the music just set the tone. Like, it was, I don't know. It was a dope experience. You really have to be there to, like, understand for sure. Because Seb was hyping it up, too. And I was like, all right, man, like, it's an EDM festival. Like, it's just like every other festival, I feel like. And then I got there and I was like, oh, damn. This is actually kind of lit.
Crazy. So,
but it was dope, most definitely. What'd you do while we were gone, Faith?
What did I do while you're gone?
Didn't you go to LA?
I did go to LA. I had, like, you know, it's crazy. I had a photo shoot to go to. I can't say the details about the shoot or anything like that.
What was it? What was the shoot for? Do you know?
I can't say the details about the shoot until obviously, like, the collection drops and things like that. But it was kind of crazy because I plan on spending the whole weekend here. Like, my mom was going to come visit. The house was empty. And then, you know, you guys left on, I think, Wednesday or Thursday. I don't know what day it was.
Wednesday, Thursday.
And then literally that Thursday, I got a DM. And then they were like, can you fly out tomorrow to LA? And I was like, well, look at God, because I was supposed to go to EDC too, but then, like, you know, last minute they're like, oh, you don't have to go. So my whole weekend was free except for my mom coming. I had to, like, refund her ticket, but it was so cool because, like, you know, they're just like, can you fly on flight tomorrow? I was like, yes, I'm there. And I was in LA and I was shooting and it was super dope and super fun. And my friend was actually on the call, like, casting call sheet. So my friend was modeling with me and it was just really fun. That's so dope. It kind of worked out because if I was at EDC, I wouldn't have been able to do that.
Right.
So
that's so dope.
It all worked out.
Yeah.
It all worked out. Yes.
Speaking of like being on the go, being on the run all the time, what's your guys like? And I feel like we talk about this a lot, but what's your guys' favorite part of the job? We'll do favorite part of the job and then worst part of the job.
Probably traveling for me. I'm a big travel guy.
Like, your favorite part, you think?
Someone right now could be like, yo, let's go to the Bahamas in an hour. and I'll be down.
You were actually trying to do that at one point.
See, I couldn't do that.
I think we were trying to do that.
I don't like living out of a luggage, though. I feel like that's the cool part.
I could. I feel like I live out of luggage right now.
Well, you definitely do. You brought like five outfits here.
Yeah, that's true. So, I literally did.
He basically lives out of a luggage. But I think that's the part I don't like about traveling. Because, like, you know, you have to pack, you have to unpack. And then for me, I just sometimes let my, like, suitcase sit around and don't get to unpacking. And, yeah, but I get the traveling is fun.
Yeah. I think my favorite part is just the opportunities we get. I mean, not many people get to go to all these festivals and all these concerts and live events. I mean, hell, our first week here, we went to the Super Bowl. Come on now. Like, people don't get to just do that. Like, we literally joined the house and did that. Literally. Just went to the Super Bowl. So definitely the opportunities. I would say, I think the worst part, I say this in like a,
like the people living in the house or what?
No. I want to say it. So traveling, but not in a way that like, oh, I hate traveling. Cause I don't mind traveling. I think it's just the fact that we're always on the go, like always doing something. That would probably be my worst part about it. Like, I like to be able to just settle in sometimes. And I feel like we never really get to do that.
Yeah. I think like my favorite and least favorite part of the job almost kind of coincide. Mm-hmm. So like one of my favorite parts is like, I can work anywhere. You know what I mean? Like, I can just be out, you know, at Walmart or whatever, just shopping, and I can just put my phone up and I can shoot a video, or I could just like, my life is like, I could just capture myself having fun or wearing an outfit or being with my boyfriend or being with my friends. Like, that is just, you know, and I get paid essentially for that. But, you know,
That's such a good point.
Is that I feel like I'm never off the clock. I always look around for where I can put my phone. I'm always looking around for, like, you know, is this good enough lighting to even put my phone? Yeah. You know, like, it's never like a chill moment where I'm like, oh, I try to like live in the moment without like thinking in the back of my head, I need to be capturing this because, you know, I'm wearing an outfit that I know a brand sent to me and that, you know, this could be some transaction. Or even if a brand has sent me this outfit and paid for me to make the video, like, you know, those are things I always have in the back of my head. And especially because I'm a fashion influencer, a lot of what I wear, like, you know, matters. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's like, I guess for you guys, like dancing or like promoting a product, the product is literally what I wear every single day. So I think in that same breath, like, I just never off the clock, and that's something I don't like. I like to really take time with the people that I love and enjoy myself, but sometimes I can't do that because I'm like, oh, I need to get the right picture, or I'm changing outfits in like a bathroom, a public bathroom, and it's just not the best. But
that's such a good point though, for real, because it's like, when do we ever really get to live in the moment as a content creator? We go to all this stuff and it's like, we're doing it as a job. Like, I would love to be able to go to something and not worry about having to film anything, but that doesn't happen. Literally.
You feel so guilty. I feel guilty whenever I did film something and I didn't capture it the way I wanted it to. So I feel like I left my 2 million followers behind. They didn't get to see that. You know what I mean? And like, I feel bad. And it's weird. Like, you just left 2 million people behind. Like, you know, it's a weird feeling, but again, I feel like it's a good thing and a bad thing, because like, you can work from anywhere. Not a lot of people are blessed. You know, like,
facts.
They have to either, you know, work in a cubicle.
Yeah,
facts. Things like that. So I totally understand that aspect of it all. But, you know.
Damn.
What y'all do this weekend? I know you guys were gone.
I was in. Wait, you had a wedding.
Yeah.
He just got married. Jalen just got married.
I did not get married. I was at my brother's wedding, and it was literally one of the best experiences ever. I was the best man, so I was very involved with the wedding. But just seeing my brother and my now sister-in-law, like, just seeing how in love they are was truly amazing. And honestly, I don't think their wedding could have went any better. It was perfect. It was so dope. Such a good time too.
It looked like so much fun.
Oh my gosh, it was so fun. It was beautiful
too. No,
and then and then the day after the wedding, me and Ashley drove down to Oklahoma and went to the lake. So,
living your best life.
Oh man, it was a busy weekend for sure.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I was just back in LA.
What were you doing there?
You know, just typical things people in LA do, just chill.
You just chill? Like, just where? Chilling, like, what was the vibe?
I just saw a lot of my friends I haven't seen in a minute, my family too. Stuff like that.
Fun stuff.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah, I was in Jersey this weekend. I feel like everybody was like almost back home.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally everybody that's not from here.
Everyone split for a minute.
Yeah, we were all like,
I feel like we do that. We do that once a month.
Yeah, we go home.
The house does that once a month. We need our family time. You know what I mean?
I went to a water park on Monday.
Nice.
So much fun, but the Lazy River was closed.
I love water parks.
I know, right?
That's like the best part.
Thank you. Who goes to a water park for anything else these days? The Lazy River is, but the wave pool was on.
Unless you're like a kid, you don't go to the water park for slides anymore. Like, you go for the Lazy River.
Lazy River is so fire.
The Lazy River is everything.
They need, you know what they need nowadays? They need like water parks strictly for adults, where it's like a Lazy River and bars where you can just go around and like drink wine.
We should build a Lazy River here.
In a tube.
That would be so much fun. And they should have cup holders in the tube.
Yes, yes.
That would be so much fun.
We need to patent that right now.
I know, right? Like, if you are a water park, hit us up.
We should build one in our backyard. Like, we should have like a 24-hour bar service in the backyard for anyone, and just like
build a Lazy River.
Just do something. We should do that. We should look into it.
Be a vibe. But I was really devastated about that.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Apparently, they were like, they're understaffed.
Last night, speaking of like this past weekend, last night I went to Maverick City Music and Kirk Franklin.
Wait, Kirk Franklin was
there? Yes.
Why didn't anyone say Kirk Franklin was there?
When I tell you, okay, so Faith was asking me about this, and then she was like, wait, just tell me during the podcast. First of all, Maverick City and Kirk Franklin, great job. Like, they are absolutely killing it. This last night was their first night of the tour, and it was amazing. Like, you would think they were doing it myself.
Why didn't anyone tell me Kirk Franklin?
I had a second ticket too.
Why didn't anyone lead with Kirk? You should have told me. Why didn't anyone lead with Kirk?
Because Maverick City's like that now.
No, but like Kirk Franklin.
I know Kirk Franklin, like, is the OG of gospel music, and not just gospel music in general, but he paved the way for music back in that day. Like,
I'm 100%. Actually like shaking right now. Oh my gosh.
And this man, when I tell you, he's probably what, maybe around 50 to 60, somewhere around there, 50. This man had so much energy, like, it was insane, like dancing everywhere on that stage. It was wild. And he didn't sing, because I think he's kind of grown out of his voice a little bit. But Maverick City, I mean, they sang all of his songs for him, and it was an amazing performance for sure. And my favorite thing about gospel concerts and performances is just seeing hundreds of thousands of people worshiping God all together. And so that was my favorite part about it, for sure. It was awesome though.
No, oh, yeah.
It was so dope.
That's so cool. I'm so sad now.
Jalen never invites us to anything.
That's cap. That is true. On the list. It was on the list of people.
He never invites us.
That is very true.
He left me in faith in the dust. Can't believe it.
Let us be home and sad.
Now, look cool on your story.
Yeah, it was dope. Most definitely. I also, another highlight of that, sorry, I'm just rambling about it, but I loved it so much. Another thing I'm really like proud about that I was able to do was I sponsored a kid. So basically, there's a girl, her name's Jocelyn. She's 4 years old and lives in the Dominican Republic. Mm-hmm. And I sponsor every month a payment to provide for her. So I was super happy and super excited about that.
Super cool.
What'd you do this last night?
Last night.
Wow, that's so dope. I love the events like that. Like, they have like those things where you can do things like that.
Yeah.
I feel like that's super cute.
Yeah.
That is cool.
For sure.
We should do something like that soon, the house.
Yeah, we definitely need to do some type of charity event for the house.
Yeah, some philanthropy for us.
Let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen.
What do we got coming up? Nothing this weekend.
New York. Your first time in New York,
My first time in New York, yeah.
And... not your first. It's like
not your first, really, considering you like live there.
Yeah.
This weekend is supposed to be a tropical storm in Miami.
Yes,
I do not miss that about living in Florida. Like, you have to look out for hurricanes.
Hey! Real talk. Are we safe here if there were to be a hurricane?
Nope, we'd be the first ones out.
We would.
We would be the first ones out.
We live in Miami.
Like, for real, we would have to evacuate.
Nowhere to go.
Look at these. We live in like a glass house. It would be the
I'm
first
saying would
out.
The water like reach here
for sure?
Oh, the first hell one. No. So like,
I'm just kidding. I honestly don't know. I lived in North Florida all my life, so I
think we should be fine.
Listen, I feel like the most inconvenient thing about a hurricane is like you can't like order food. Like, literally, people would, like, also, like, you know, panic buy. So, like, the gas stations would be full. Like, grocery stores would be full. Like, I remember waiting outside of, like, a Chinese restaurant for 2 hours to get some food. But that was, like, that's Floridians. Like, we would go out. Yeah.
Damn.
We would go out and be like, oh, let's go get some food. And you got to see, the only place that's open is a Chinese spot. But, like, maybe if they're over-exaggerating, we'll board up a window or two. But, you know.
Yeah. What's the weather like in the East Coast right now?
It's so warm. Oh my gosh. New Jersey was so warm. I got a nice tan. It's so beautiful over there.
Really?
It's,
like in New York?
Yeah. No. New York summers, chef's kiss.
Damn.
So beautiful. Well, I'm
excited. Yeah, I feel like I remember you saying that.
Yeah. It's like literally the best. That's why, you know, I'll just be traveling back and forth from here because it gets a little hot here in Florida, like a little too hot.
How long is the flight to New York from here?
2.5 hours.
That's not that bad.
Yeah.
Actually, I thought it would be like an hour. I thought we were pretty close. No, we're not that close.
Not that close. Nor.
Damn.
Nor. I am excited. We should have like a party.
Party at Faith's house.
No, yeah. I mean like Jersey. A storm party here.
This weekend.
Maybe like we should
try to leave my room.
Re-binge watch Stranger Things.
Ooh, nah, I gotta wait. I gotta wait for Ashley.
We're on
episode 5.
How are you ducking and dodging all these spoilers?
We're on episode 5. Oh, you talking about like on TikTok?
Yeah.
I've been staying off because of that. What? We're going to finish it probably tonight.
It's so good. I can literally just tell you everything that happened.
How many episodes is there again?
Wait, it's 7. So.
Oh, yeah, we're almost done.
Quick question. So you remember in that part on episode 4 when she's like levitating and they have to like pick her favorite song so she can stop levitating?
Yeah.
What song would be your song to stop you from levitating?
Ooh, that's a good question.
That's a great question, Faith. I don't know the answer to. What would be your song?
I don't know.
I would have to check my phone for that.
It'd have to be a song that's just like happy and I don't know.
Mine would probably be the same one. What is it called?
You don't even know the name.
The same one. The same one
they use. That she used.
Oh, I don't know.
Because it would just, like, you know, bring me back to
life. I would probably go with, it's got to be something by Maverick City. Probably either Wait For You or Gyra.
Okay.
If I hear that song, I'm sprinting wherever it's coming from.
I would say The End of Godspeed.
Ooh.
Yes, I love Godspeed in general. I have a Godspeed tattoo, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite songs. I feel like it brought me a lot of healing whenever it dropped out. The song dropped.
Yeah.
When I was in college, and I just feel like something about the ending is so angelic. I feel like that would be the song I needed to put on.
I think another good one, since you're talking like a specific part of the song, would be the end of Self Control. I know you wanna leave, bro. Oh my gosh.
That'd be good. Okay, now, Sebastian, what's your song?
I already told you the same one.
Is it First Class?
Nah.
Imagine you running through like,
See his face.
Yeah, you just see him in the thing.
Nah, it'll probably be the same song though.
What song is your song? Your favorite song?
I don't really have a favorite song.
I have so many
songs.
I was on Instagram and I was going through stories and I seen Jack Harlow's new video on somebody's story. Cause I'd be clicking through stories and don't even look. And I seen this new Jack Harlow video. And before I even clicked to the next person, I like peeked and seen who it was. And I knew it was Sebastian before I even looked. I was like, it's definitely him.
I did that story just because I saw you're up. So I was like, oh, I'm going to get him. So I posted that for a reason, you know? And it worked. Stop. My whole plan worked.
Stop.
Yeah.
It all worked.
No, yeah. I think it'll be a Jack Harlow song for sure for you. Probably.
First Class.
He's actually performing at Gumball.
Is he?
Next week, yeah.
Wow. J. Cole is also performing.
I can't wait to see him. I got to see J. Cole.
I feel like I hope he's praying he sings some of his old stuff.
Yeah.
Like 2014 Forest Hills Drive stuff.
Mm-hmm. If you were an artist, would you perform, because you know everyone is going to like loves your old music, would you perform mostly your old music or your new music? Even if no one knows your new music, would you still perform?
I would perform half and half.
Yeah. Gotta do, I feel like it's gotta be a love hate relationship. Like you gotta do half of your old, like, and I wouldn't even say just old music, but like all your number one hits, like all your songs that were hits, but then you probably are on tour or performing because you're trying to promote a new album. So I would definitely do like some songs that probably are a little more underground and haven't been heard yet.
I just hate the artists that do not play any of their old music. Like not even one.
Same. I feel like you need an ode to your old music. Like, I think one of my favorite things about Miley Cyrus's performance when we went to see her at the Super Bowl Music Fest, she sang so many like Hannah Montana songs, or the old Miley Cyrus songs. Like, it was iconic, you know, even though she has not dropped that music in almost 10 years.
She hasn't?
She hasn't dropped my, like, you know, the old Disney vibe, the climb, See You Again, those type of songs. So it's like almost 10 years ago. Yeah. And, you know, she's dropped multiple albums since then, even like transitioned back to like, I think like country-ish music. And, you know, she still did that ode to that old, even her like old hip hop era. She still sang those songs. Like, and I think that's so dope. I love when artists do that. I feel like they keep us fed.
They feed us.
Miley Cyrus, thanks for feeding us.
That's how I consider like when artists like right now, or like even just creatives in general, like I feel like we're being fed so well with the Stranger Things because like their episodes are longer than an hour. We got two parts. I'm like,
I might rewatch it today.
Right? I want to rewatch the whole thing.
Oh, you already seen it all? You seen it all? Oh, I thought you said you didn't see it.
No, I haven't seen part two, but I want to... I want to watch the whole thing over again.
Yeah.
It's so good. I recommend everyone to go watch it right now. Yeah.
But I love whenever creatives feed us well, like keep me well fed. I feel like Drake keeps me well fed.
Drake?
He keeps his fans well fed. He dropped like an album every single year or like every other year. You know what I mean? Like,
you know who's not keeping us well fed?
Frank Ocean?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm getting fed up.
I'll excuse it. I understand. But you know who I won't excuse? SZA. I heard she's dropping an album this month, so fingers crossed, because I'm getting a little, what is it, famished? What is it called when you're not fed?
Famished. Yeah,
you're, okay?
That's like, you might die.
Yeah.
Like,
Has, and Rihanna too, they have their fans famished, okay? We are not fed. We cannot eat them lipsticks.
They are starving out here.
We are starving.
Yo, you good?
Me? No, it's my thing. It's like...
Going low.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm gonna hold it up like this.
Yeah, bro. Let me help you.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
I have some technical difficulties over here, everybody.
There you go.
So should we go to some rapid fire questions?
Before we do that, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, of course we can.
I wanna get deep right here.
Don't make me cry, just in my
No. I won't make you cry. I just wanna ask a question that's kinda gonna make us talk a little bit. What motivates you guys? Like, what inspires you and what motivates you when it comes to not just, you know, content creating? Forget content creating. I get that's our job. But every day, what is it that motivates you and inspires you to chase your dreams or wake up every day? One of y'all can start.
Sebastian,
first.
Go.
Jalen.
Nope, I asked. One of y'all got to start.
No, I'm saying that's what inspires me. No, just kidding. I don't know. I would say my family, of course.
Yeah. And give us some deep context. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is it that makes you want to push, you know, for your goals for your family?
I don't know. I just see myself in the future, so I'm going to work for it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
That's how it is.
Okay. Faith?
So it's funny how you say like your future self. I feel like it's like my past self. You know, I'm really big on like healing your inner child. And I think in a lot of ways, a lot of adults don't cater to their inner child. So they have some childlike tendencies that kind of show up in their lives because it's things that they didn't deal with when they were younger.
Right.
And I feel like growing up like fat, like it was very traumatic experience, you know what I mean? And I was really into pop culture and I was really into fashion and I never saw anybody that looked like me, you know? And I always like was like watching like movies and, you know, I'm really big movies, big on TV. And like, it was always something so like girls would get berated for, like, you know, it was just nothing somebody would be like happy about. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that like anybody's striving to be that, but if that's the case, like it's not the end of the world type of thing. You know what I mean? And I was diagnosed with an autoimmune disorder when I was 13 years old, you know, which was caused me to gain weight. But like, you know, at that point, like my parents thought it was like, okay, now you gotta like stop eating type of thing. So I just want to advocate for those little girls that, you know, to this day, like I feel like for my little self faith and for all the women out there that don't have that representation, I feel like I need to be that for them and I need them to be okay with that. I need to destigmatize the word fat. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it's just an adjective,
right?
You know, teaching people those things. Like I could say I'm fat, you know, people say, no, you're not, you're beautiful. And I'd be like, I didn't say I was ugly.
Yeah,
you know, there's a difference. Yeah. I consider it like calling somebody short or calling somebody like has curly hair. I would say nobody should ever like, I wouldn't call you skinny or anything like that, you know, because I don't think we should talk about anybody's body. You know what I mean? Because you never know what could be triggering for them. So I would never say like, oh, you're skinny or you're fat. But I feel like using it to describe yourself isn't a negative thing. And it's something that should not necessarily hold you back because even if I was losing weight, it's like, I'm not going to be skinny today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And a lot of people will, especially on the internet, will teach you, like treat you like sugar, honey, iced tea until you know? And I think it's about loving yourself along the journey, along the way. And I feel like that's what really motivates me because there's not enough of that representation out there. Like so many girls like send me pictures and tell me like, Faith, I wore a dress today because of you. Or even older women like, you know, my husband said he's never seen me wear clothes like this in my whole entire life because of you, you know? And it's like crazy. You can impact people from like 15 years old or like young, like 13. I even have like a 9-year-old little girls come up to me all the time. And then like even grown women, like moms, grandmas, aunts feel like for the first time in their lives, they can dress how they want because they see me dressing like that. So I feel like that's my motivating factor. And when I want to quit, I think about those people.
That's
great. I think about little Faith and how bad she needed somebody like me. And I always imagine myself talking to her and her being like, I can't believe you became the person that I needed.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
That's dope. That's such good inspiration.
What about you?
Well, number one overall, would be my relationship with God. I know that, you know, my whole plan growing up, my whole purpose, in my opinion and desires, was to play football professionally. And once that kind of got derailed, you know, I went through depression, I went through anxiety and all that, but I gave my life to Christ and it completely changed everything. And because of that, I feel like it's only right that I give him all the glory for everything that I do in my life and that will happen in my life, whether it's good or bad. So definitely that. But secondly, definitely my family. So growing up, you know, I didn't grow up in like a rich house or a poor house. Like we were, you know, just very average people, you know, nothing crazy. Grew up playing sports, all that type of stuff. But my parents made sure that 100% I was always provided for, whether it was in sports, in school, whatever it was, they always made sure I had everything I needed to be successful. So my motivation really comes from, again, one, God, but two, being able to provide for my family. So I want to make sure that I get successful enough to the point where I'm able to provide for them how they provided for me, whether it's paying off their debt or paying their mortgage, whatever it may be. When I get to the point where I'm capable of taking care of myself and my family, then I'll know that I've then I'll know that I've made it. I know a lot of people use the term quote unquote, like made it, like, oh, I'm famous, I made it. I don't really like to use that term, but in my opinion, making it for me would be able to do those things, pay off their mortgage or pay off their debt. So honestly, my family is really a big part of my motivation. And I think ultimately just seeing the best version of myself is another part of my motivation. So I think that's really like the three key things: God, my family, and then seeing the best version of myself.
Facts.
We love to see it.
Yeah.
Things that keep us going.
Facts.
Because it's hard sometimes.
For real.
Okay, these Dunkin' slides are so, this is so comfortable.
That's all I'm so going to say. If they go missing, just know it's probably me.
I wonder if they're like one size fits all.
What color do you have?
Haven't looked.
Oh, damn.
I got to check. But before I ask that, you said rapid fire questions. Should we hit those?
Yeah, let's get into it.
Let's get them.
Go ahead. Start it off.
Okay. One, favorite candy, Wait. Before I answer this, are we considering chocolate as candy? No. Or is that separate? No. Okay, that's separate. Favorite candy, Skittles.
Gushers.
Lifesaver gummies.
Whew. Go out or stay in? Go out.
Stay in.
Stay in.
Best age. Ooh, this one's good. The best age, I feel like, is almost every age.
I don't know. I haven't reached every age, so how am I supposed to know?
I feel like you just get better with age. So that's why it's like, it's your new best.
Like, is it talking about like best age you've had? Or like, what do you think? Like,
they said not to think too deep into it.
Honestly, though, I'm going to change my answer because I said I didn't know. I'm going to change it to like 12 years old, back when I was playing like baseball and sports with all my little friends.
I'd say my best age is right now then, if it's one that I've already experienced.
I would say the same thing as Jalen, like 12, 14.
That was really? So fun.
I was like crying so every day when I was 12. I'm like thinking 12 was not a good time. I guess girls going through puberty were like a lot worse than guys.
Okay. Weirdest thing you've eaten. I don't know. Probably those shots that you guys gave me on St. Patrick's Day.
That was disgusting.
Yeah. Y'all put some, excuse my language, together.
For me, I don't really eat weird things, so.
Yeah.
He doesn't.
So, no, nothing.
Crocodile tail.
Oh, how was that?
Was it good?
It was good. Or alligator tail, whichever. Yeah, it was good. A little leathery.
But. Actually, I've had chitlins. Ew. So, I'm going to change to that. It's not something I'm happy about.
Best compliment you've ever received? I don't know. This is actually hard. I just like, you're amazing. I'm good.
You're amazing. I love when people compliment like my energy and my aura, and they just say it's very comforting, or you know, you just have the best vibe.
Mine would be, you are somebody's answered prayer.
Okay. That's a compliment. Mm-hmm. Who would be your Stranger Things character? Like, who would be like my partner, or who I would be as
who
a
would you? Who you would be?
Who would I be? I feel like 11. Duh. I could just like
superpower
knock a bee out with my hands, but not actually touching her.
I think I'd be Lucas.
Oh, which one's Lucas? Which one's Lucas? Oh.
Wow. You didn't know who that was?
I'll probably be Finn.
Okay.
Interesting.
No reason. Just, I don't know. I was just
main character energy.
Nah.
I feel like you give off Will. Lost in the under in the upside down.
Honestly, that too. I'll be in.
How would your family describe you? Joyful.
Say caring.
Fun. My family thinks I'm like the funnest person ever. They think I'm really funny too.
That's like what my family would say about my brother. He's fun and funny.
Yeah.
Camping or glamping? Glamping.
Glamping, duh. Glamping.
I feel like you're more of a camping guy, though.
Huh?
I feel like you're more of a camping guy.
It depends.
Okeechobee, like camping, then yeah.
It depends. Am I staying? Is staying in an RV glamping?
Yeah. That's glamping.
Yeah, that's glamping.
Yeah, okay.
Most expensive gift you ever bought or received? Oh my gosh, this is hard. Probably my mom. She bought me she buys me designer purses, so. Ooh. I feel like that is expensive.
Mine was very recently. I bought Ashley for her birthday a Louis bag.
Like, I don't know. Oh, most expensive gift you ever bought me? Oh,
or received.
Oh, I thought it was like bought for someone.
Or for someone.
I don't know. Probably just like some designer stuff. Don't know exactly what, but for sure something.
For sure something. There's something out there.
I don't know. Something out there.
Something in the abyss.
Well, that's a good little convo. We got a little deep on some topics. Seb said he's never bought an expensive gift, so.
No, I said I did buy one. I just don't know like exactly which one. Like,
definitely something. That's what
definitely said. Something.
It's out there somewhere.
It's out there. Might be my room.
Oh my goodness.
Somewhere.
All right. Well, y'all heard it here, man. Thanks for tuning in. Be ready for next week's podcast. We're going to be talking all about GovBall, tell you guys how lit, how awesome it was. So stay ready for that. Don't forget, we'll see you guys every Tuesday. for the Last to Leave podcast. Please subscribe on Apple Music, Spotify, and YouTube. Make sure you guys tap in. Hit that notification button so you guys can see every time we post. Love you guys. We'll see you guys in the next one.
Peace.